Association and IndieBirth.com. No material on this podcast should be considered medical advice. Birth is not a medical event.
Welcome to IndieBirth's series of podcasts here on iTunes, Taking Back Birth. Hi, Marin here, 3 weeks post-birth, and really just considering this kind of an audio diary, happy to share it. And know that it probably brings up stuff for people that have just birthed, makes us feel less alone. And if that's not you, maybe it will give you a window into someone's experience. So as I said, 3 weeks post-birth here. The last podcast I recorded was about 4 or 5 days postpartum. So if you haven't checked that one out, you could, just for contrast, because things are different. And that's just how the postpartum flows, I think. Literally, day to day, week to week can be so different. And so again, I thought maybe I'd just talk a little bit about what I'm experiencing so that I have a keepsake, so to speak, and maybe it will be helpful. So 3 weeks postpartum, and I woke up this morning with a clogged duct in my breast. And if you don't know what that is or what it feels like, then all the better for you. It is something I seem to be prone to in postpartums, specifically. And really, it just manifests as pain, kind of like an intense soreness on the breast, and it usually looks a little bit red. And it can for sure progress pretty rapidly into mastitis or a breast infection. But I've been this way so many times that, well, hopefully it doesn't go that far. I'm feeling a lot better than I was this morning. So really the solution with that is just to rest and to stay in bed nursing, which I mostly have today. Right, Miss Diva? And allow her to nurse and my 3-year-old to nurse as much as they want in as many different positions to kind of clear the duct. And I've done some essential oils and some other kinds of things too, but really rest is the ticket. So I thought that was kind of interesting at 3 weeks postpartum for the sake of this podcast, really, because that kind of sums up where I'm at, which is not out of the woods yet as far as just kind of like annoying postpartum complications that can happen, but definitely feeling better. And the truth is, I probably just was out too much yesterday, and I didn't really do much. We were just at the park, but she didn't nurse as much yesterday because we were out, and she really just slept. So I think that is why I'm not feeling that great today. So it's just so likely in these early postpartum weeks to, for me anyway, overextend and then kind of have to backtrack. So that's pretty much exactly where I am. And I had set 21 days as my resting time. You might be familiar with other traditions. 40 days is perhaps the most common postpartum tradition. So to rest and stay indoors, or not indoors necessarily, but you know, outside of the public eye for 40 days. But for me, with 7 other children and a business and that sort of thing, I thought that 21 days was reasonable. And so, again, that's where we're at. And I think that was a reasonable expectation. So if you're asking, you know, did it happen? Did I actually rest for 21 days? I would say yes and no. I definitely rested early on. The first week was quite wonderful. Margot was here, and that was unexpected in a way. Dava came a little bit earlier than I had thought, and so Margot was here to help in the postpartum. And really, if you can get your best friend to live with you, and they don't mind that, then that really would be a solution for everyone. You know, your best friend or your sister, that's the best care that you'll get, you know, even over and above hiring a postpartum doula or whatever. So that first week, I really was supported quite amazingly and had food delivered, made just for me, and lots of rest. So I was very good about all of that the first I'd say 10 days. And then once Margot left in particular, I kind of accepted, and not altogether reluctantly, I accepted that I was going to have to do a little bit more, perhaps, than I thought, but that it was okay. I wasn't feeling bitter about it or upset. I could have really just shut myself in my room until now, and my husband would have had to be fine with that. But again, I started to get back into things probably around 10 to 12 days, but nothing outside of the house, just house sort of stuff. So I set up a couple of rules for myself, and let me tell you what they were or are. I'm still kind of trying to abide by them, especially with the clogged duct of this morning. So my first rule was just that I would keep caution with doing too much. So again, I allowed myself out of my room past like the 12-day mark until now. And with 7 other children, it's just impossible to think that you could leave your room and not do any household stuff. Now, in the past, I was really strict about that, and I would even, you know, make jokes to the kids that when I come out of my room, I'm not helping you. Like, sorry, I'm not going to, you know, make you this food or whatever. But that was a lot easier with only 4 kids or so. And now with all of them, I've found that that's harder. And I don't necessarily mind. I just have to be clear about my limits. So caution. I can do a few things, but I'm not scrubbing a whole kitchen or doing anything like that. And there's plenty of kids here to help out and people to help out. So there's no reason for me to overextend. My second promise or rule to myself, even now at the 3-week mark, is that I promised to rest each day. That's a promise to myself, and my husband has been very supportive, and the kids too, that often I'll just go into my room, even like right now, and shut the door and lock it and be with the baby and read a book or just sit here or rest or sleep, whatever. Resting or sleeping, I think, is optimum, but some days, you know, I don't feel like it. And I think that's fine. I think resting, just laying here and nursing with her, even if I kind of doze off for 10, 15 minutes, is a nice break. And it does help rejuvenate me. And it does, I think, promote healing. So that's what I've chosen to do, is if I have to get back out there, and not even have to, but if I've chosen to get back out and do some household stuff, then my trade-off is I'm going to rest every day. And it seems to be in the mornings most time for me, and I'll lay down with Deva when she wants to take her first nap, and we'll kind of get our rest done and out of the way, and then feel good for the rest of the day. My other rule for myself has been to not depend or rely or really even use coffee, or, you know, I guess that's pretty much the only stimulant other than chocolate, which you'd probably have to eat a lot more of. But I love coffee. I really do. And I don't enjoy it in pregnancy. It doesn't feel good. So it's something I really look forward to getting back into postpartum. But yet I do recognize how one can become dependent on it. You know, it does feel good to me to have a little bit of coffee and get some things done and just feel more energetic. But I don't want to do that this postpartum. I think, and I know, it does contribute overall to adrenal fatigue and things that I do want to avoid. So I'm not entirely swearing off coffee. Every couple days, I'll kind of like allow myself. In fact, today was one of those days. And maybe that's why I'm talking so fast on this podcast. No, just kidding. We have a really awesome restaurant that makes a superfood coffee. And so I feel like if I'm going to do it, at least it's organic and it's mixed with all kinds of yummy nutritional kind of supplements. So whatever, maybe I'm just making that up so that I can have coffee, but I don't want to depend on it. And I don't want to do it every day or even every other day, you know, once or twice a week. And then it feels like a treat and, you know, I don't feel like I'm wearing my body out. I'm sure I'll get there eventually, you know, especially in a couple of months, just depending on how Dave is sleeping, and I'll have births to attend, and I'll have sort of better reasons for being caffeinated should I choose to. But right now, I don't have a great excuse. I think resting is more important. So my other rule kind of goes along with that I can hike as much as I want to in the morning. But just to, again, exercise caution, no pun intended, and to be okay with not walking some days or whatever my body feels like doing. And so I didn't hike this morning because I had this breast thing going on and I just felt like it wasn't a great idea. My other rule is my kids need to permanently help more. And permanently, I mean, you know, not just for this 21 days. They've had to step up and do more chores and help with the animals. And that's, those are some changes that I want to stick with. I don't think there's a reason for me to have to go back to doing all that stuff. And my last rule for this 3-week postpartum is to not really leave the house too much without her and to not really bring her out a lot. So I guess I'm saying not to leave the house very much still. And that's just a personal choice. Obviously, people are staying home a lot longer than me. And there's just as many women, I'm sure, who haven't stayed home this long. So I don't think there's a dogma about it. I think you stay home and rest for as long as you can and you need to, and you just pay attention to your body. But she doesn't really enjoy being out at this point. She either falls asleep in the car seat and then I feel bad, or she's just miserable. So I still want to limit her outings. And in fact, when I start back to visiting with clients next week, I have most of them coming to me for a little while. So it should make it a little bit easier on Diva. So it kind of feels like a strange hybrid of rest and being in the world at 3 weeks postpartum, but I like it. And again, this is just my experience. I'm not suggesting that you do it this way or criticizing anyone for doing it differently. I feel like I'm just really listening to myself this time, and so I'm kind of custom creating it as I go on, which is nice, and I think flows with the whole energy of birth and mothering more than, again, being stuck in a dogma or, you know, a specific prescription about what you're going to do. It's great to, you know, do that if you feel like it's going to help you, like the 40 days of rest. But as you're resting and living life, if that doesn't feel right, then by all means, I think we all need to shift ourselves. So my focus has largely been on self-care this time, and I thought about doing another podcast on that, and I may. For today, I'm just going to say that that's been my focus, and I think what I've shared so far probably illustrates that. It's not really about anyone else. It's not about anyone else's expectations. It's more about just how my body's feeling every day, and, you know, would this supplement feel good today, or would these foods feel good today, or resting would feel good today, and just really tuning into that. I am aware how quickly things can go downhill, and again, I think even having a clogged duct today is proof of that, and I'm fine. I don't have mastitis, but I have in the past, and it really sucks. It's very painful, and you're very, very sick, so I don't want to experience that, and the reality is that's likely really if you overdo it for me today. And it's probably just as likely if I overdo it 2 weeks from now. So I really have to always be balancing how I'm feeling versus what could quickly become something unpleasant, which maybe isn't the most positive way to think about it. But when you've been the postpartum route this many times, you certainly know your body. So again, the focus is on self-care so that I can work the best with my body that it's asking to. So yeah, things I've been asking myself, like I said, is just obvious. Like, am I tired? Do I need to rest? You know, tuning in more to the feelings, the physical feelings I'm having. What does that mean? You know, what does being tired feel like? I certainly didn't sleep well in pregnancy, but somehow that sort of tired felt different. I don't really know why. So just reacquainting myself with the way things feel in my body now, which was different than a couple months ago. So even hunger, I did go through a phase early postpartum where I wasn't feeling hungry at all. And that's concerning to me just because I've been down that path before too. And it really does lead to depletion. It's not a great idea to not eat postpartum. So I got some herbs from my Chinese medicine friend, and those have helped immensely. And I feel like now I have an appetite, and that's a great thing to me. I want to feel hungry. I want to enjoy food again. I'm nursing a newborn and a three-year-old, so to think I don't need calories is ridiculous. But tuning into what I'm hungry for has been an adventure the last 3 weeks. Immediate postpartum, I felt, again, not really hungry, and like, I couldn't pinpoint what I even wanted. It was really weird. Like, I didn't know what my body was asking. And so I don't really know how I got through that, except I got through it, and that phase probably has passed. And now I'm just feeling more like wanting to eat what I would normally eat. And that for me is, for lack of a better descriptive diet type, would be a paleo kind of thing. So meat and lots of vegetables. I was doing kind of like a vegan Ayurvedic thing early on, and that was from inspiration from the book, The First 40 Days. And it's not just that book. Certainly many cultures have utilized that information. And I do encourage people to research it and look into it and see how they feel. I had never done that postpartum, meaning the Ayurvedic diet. So I wanted to try it, and I wanted to see what differences I would note. And all I can say is for me, it was fine the first, again, 10 days. But then I really started to get tired of it. And it's so many, in my case, just the food I was having prepared, like it was lots of rice and grains, which, again, follows this Ayurvedic principle of soft, mushy foods that are easy to digest. But for me, the grains just became overwhelming, and they make me feel really lethargic just normally, and it certainly was sort of doing that postpartum. So it wasn't something I wanted to stick with for the 3 weeks or even 6 weeks. So I didn't make it that far with that, but that was intentional. It just wasn't feeling great. And now that I'm back to eating what I consider more normal for me, I feel more normal. Go figure. So I feel like my energy is more normal, and I'm sleeping better, and kind of all the bodily functions are resuming. And of course, that could be time as well. But I'm just kind of commenting on the listening to your body, and that really nobody does know but you. And the more I thought about the first 40 days and the Ayurvedic diet, again, just because it didn't completely resonate with my body, I thought that maybe that really made sense, because that isn't my diet normally, and I'm not from a culture that eats that way. So, you know, I guess we're always considering, when we're looking back to these more ancient practices, whether it's birth or postpartum, you know, how much of it do we apply when we don't live that way anymore? And I think those are great questions. And again, can't really answer them for you, but that's what I came to for me. So supplements for sure. Like I said, I'm utilizing some Chinese medicine supplements, mainly for some hormone balance that I've used in the past. And that's feeling really good. And again, just kind of having a deeper rest. So here I am recording a podcast, but truthfully, I haven't done a ton of work. There were some things I needed to get done today for our school, so the coffee helped with that. But I really haven't been trying to push myself. And even being on social media, although I've certainly been around and posting, trying not to spend too much time on that, just because it can feel so depleting. And having a deeper rest for me has meant not putting myself in those places at least as much. So a little bit more on physical changes at 3 weeks. Being tired, I think I've addressed that several times. Yes, I am tired sometimes during the day or even when I wake up. She's not a horrible sleeper, whatever that means, but we're certainly not sleeping all night. I don't think anybody with a three-week-old newborn really is. But the nights are fine. We're nursing and sometimes changing diapers, but it's tiring. So pushing past that versus resting. And for me, I'm still trying to consciously choose rest most of the time. So my uterus is finally involuted. Isn't that a funny word? meaning that it's shrunk back. It's become a pelvic organ again. I can't really feel it, so it's back to its normal size, which feels good. I felt like it was so present in the early postpartum, which of course it is, but it feels better now to be back inside my body. And kind of amazing, really, how quickly that happens when you think it takes 9 months for it to grow, and then really very short amount of time for it to go back. So postpartum bleeding, that's an issue, I think, that isn't well addressed in, let's say, textbooks or sometimes even through women's experience, just because in more mainstream world, we're told that, you know, postpartum bleeding lasts for 6 weeks or whatever we're told. And I guess I'm just here to say it's highly variable. So if you ever had a question about weird postpartum bleeding, you know, then you'd probably want to ask somebody that knows you, just because occasionally, I guess, weird things can happen. And sometimes people do have infections, but really, really rarely, especially for someone like me that had a completely undisturbed birth and nobody, you know, in there or anything pulling on placentas or anything like that. But even for someone like me that had a completely normal experience, the bleeding can be variable. So here I am at 3 weeks postpartum, and maybe it sounds weird, but I'm still having little episodes of bleeding, and that's normal for me. So I'm not saying that's normal for you. I see and hear that, you know, some women are completely done bleeding by a couple days postpartum or a week. And I certainly have worked with many women that report the same. I'm not one of them. But funny enough, I don't bleed at all at birth. And so I think my theory is that it just takes my body longer for whatever reason to get rid of some of the blood volume and or whatever other factors, you know, maybe some hormonal things. You know, I'm older than a 25-year-old for sure having a baby. So I don't know all the factors that play into why my bleeding lasts, I think, longer than other women's, but it's never anything that's worried me because it's consistent. It happens pretty much every postpartum. So for me, the way that looks, it's kind of weird, is I won't have any bleeding for like a day or even two, like nothing. And I've learned the hard way in previous postpartums, you know, to not leave the house without at least a panty liner on, because I can just randomly gush a little bit of blood when I haven't for 2 days. It's so weird. But no pain, and there's nothing else weird going on. And the blood definitely is, you know, not bright red. It's kind of like, you can tell it's like older and maybe was sitting around for a little bit and then it just randomly gets pushed out. I don't even know. But again, also say that postpartum bleeding is really variable. And so I see a lot out there in the world, women saying, oh, if you're, you know, if you bleed, you know, let's say a 2 weeks postpartum and you haven't, then you're doing too much. And while I appreciate the sentiment, and I think it's cool to remind women not to overdo it because most women are, I'd say in select cases such as myself and probably a lot of those women, it's not because they're doing too much. It is actually physiological to have a sort of resurgence of bleeding at about 2 weeks postpartum, just the way the uterine lining sheds. And so for me here at 3 weeks, I don't know, but I'm kind of following the same theory. And again, I don't think it's a matter of doing too much. It's just who knows what. So enough about that, but just sharing a different experience. Breast wise, well, I told you about my clogged duct, but still getting used to supply and demand, I think, for tandem nursing. So nursing the 3-year-old and the baby. And honestly, the 3-year-old has saved me most likely from mastitis because I can get her to nurse and try and clear the duct. And that's what I've been doing all day. She's just, you know, easier to get in different positions, which is what you want to do. But I definitely feel like my breasts are still adjusting to what she wants and what the baby needs. And I'm waking up still with a lot of milk. So the baby isn't nursing as much overnight as perhaps my body thinks she will. So, you know, it's a great reason, not that I'm going to probably, but pump or do anything like that until, you know, 6 to 8 weeks postpartum. Because at 3 weeks, you're just still working it out. Your body's figuring it out. So other news physically, I had a minor tear, just kind of a superficial, like, vaginal tear that's healed. And I didn't do anything other than rest and eat good food and take a bunch of herb baths. In previous postpartums, I've used essential oils and kind of put stuff on it. But this time, I don't know, call me lazy. I just didn't have those things around. I hadn't sort of planned for them. And I thought, you know, I don't really know that those things contributed to healing. Like, they may have, but I think my body is probably good at healing on its own. So you could say maybe I took a gamble, but I just wanted to see if my body would heal. And it probably took about 10 days where I wasn't feeling the tear when I was walking. Tear is even like a horrible word. I don't know what to say. You know, kind of like an opening. But after that, it's felt good and fine. And I haven't looked with a mirror in a couple of days, but it looked like it was healing up fine. Other news physically, I think muscle-wise, anybody who's three weeks postpartum is probably in the same boat. Just muscles feeling weak, ab muscles in particular. You know, I do have a significant diastasis recti, which is the separation between the abdominals, and I've had that for a couple pregnancies, but I just haven't put in a lot of time and effort knowing that I would have future pregnancies. So I don't really know where I stand with that right now as far as future pregnancies or not, but I'm also not really in the mood to like work on something like that at the moment. You know, I'm just wanting to rest, but I know it does have to be addressed. So occasionally I'll do a couple of exercises or stretches, but nothing major. Weight-wise, I gained about 50 pounds with Deva, which is normal for me, and I think I just was on the scale. I actually hadn't been for the last, since she was born, 3 weeks. But it looks like I'm still about 25 pounds more than normal, and that's fine with me. That seems pretty amazing, actually, that you could shed 25 pounds so fast. But I think that's the blood volume expansion for sure, because certainly that wasn't all baby and fluid, and, you know, if it was fat, then it probably wouldn't shed as easily. So that's a good plug for blood volume expansion, knowing that, you know, usually you lose it pretty fast after birth, and what you do hold on to your body does need for nursing. So I'm fine with that, and I probably won't be on the scale for a couple of months, because typically my body just will probably shed about a pound a week. That's what I've found in other postpartums. And, you know, it doesn't really matter, and it's not really that great either way to see that on the scale. Like, I don't need to know that. I can feel it with the way my body feels, and as I slowly release the maternity clothes, then I'll know that things are changing. But just a report. So a little bit more, and then I'm going to sit here and not talk. But emotionally, I am feeling pretty stable, and I think that's pretty typical for 3 weeks postpartum. Not to say there aren't women that are struggling, but hormone-wise, things have settled enough that, you know, most people are probably feeling at least momentarily more stable than they were 4 or 5 days postpartum. I haven't finished my placenta yet. That's kind of odd for me. I did it raw, and it's still in the freezer, and I just keep forgetting, which is strange. So I don't know. I don't know why, but I certainly might finish that up. I am feeling impatient and emotional sometimes, of course, especially when tired, which is another reason to rest. I'm not loving the physical limits that I have, and that sometimes feels emotional for me, as silly as it may sound, but I'm respecting them. So like I said, not going out to hike for hours. I really can't right now for hours. You know, I maybe get an hour in the morning, which I think is amazing for self-care, but that's another topic. But I have limits. The kids are adjusting, and that's been hard emotionally at times. In general, they're awesome, especially the bigger kids. They want to hold her. They want to, you know, put her in the carrier. So I could get a break from holding her, but I don't really want one. I want her to be able to nurse when she needs to. Tandem nursing has been emotional at times. The three-year-old is quite feisty and she can be moody, but generally it's been fine. It's just been one of those layers that you can't really predict how it will go until you're in it. And I think emotionally too, it's just an adaptation to answer to the baby. And that might sound silly, but if you have just had a baby, whether it's your first or your eighth or whatever, then you'll know what I mean. I haven't had a new baby for 3 years, which for me is a long time. All the other kids are 2 years apart or even less. So that extra year, gave me a little bit of freedom, frankly. The three-year-old especially is pretty independent, although she still does nurse. So anyway, I'm honestly not feeling resentful that this baby is ruling my life, but it's just a change to have to, consult her before I do anything and to know that she'll be with me whenever I leave and for births, and figuring out how I'm going to handle that this time. So I'm grateful and she's lovely, but it is an adjustment. And that's just, I think, honest and what anybody would probably honestly admit to no matter what. Spiritually, since I do think, and believe that's a layer of all of these topics, I'm not really doing a whole lot right now. I had and have a really strong connection to Deva. If you haven't read her birth story, it's on the Indie Birth site. It's called The Indie Birth of Deva Catherine Sage. And I talk a lot about my connection to her. And I'm still feeling that. Like, obviously, she's not talking audibly to me. But I'm feeling really connected to her. And if I have any questions about what's going on with her, then I feel like I'm getting an answer with her right here in front of me, which was how I felt when she was in utero, only she wasn't in front of me. So that connection is my spiritual connection at the moment. And I think that is really telling about where most people are 3 weeks postpartam. There's not a lot of time or space maybe for self-reflection or self-connection or whatever you want to call it. But we're connected to our babies, and that can be our spiritual connection for the time being. So I'm feeling really blessed to have that, actually, to have her here, to have met her, and to continue learning about her and developing that. Her birth video, which we have on the, or actually, I don't know if it's on the Indie Birth site. I don't think so. But it's thebirthmovie.com. And that's Deva's birth, if you haven't seen it. And it's probably gotten over 100,000 views around the world and lots of shares and nice comments in all kinds of languages, which is an awesome, attribute of social media. But I think that's really awesome for Deva. I think, obviously, she was fine with her birth being shown and with her. And she's quite a force. So to come into the world with such an intention and such a splash already makes her very powerful to me. So just wrapping it up, I think the other pieces will fall into place as I get further into life. And at some point, right, I'll stop saying postpartum. I'll stop referring to life as this many weeks or months. Soon it will just become life, which is how it is. And at what point that happens, I think, is just different for everybody. I'm still in that postpartum. I'm still wanting to frame things that way. But yeah, at some point it will just be life and there won't be too much to report other than life. So thanks for listening to my 3 week postpartum update. And do check the Indie Birth site for new podcasts and all kinds of offerings and events. Have a great day.